This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
People are asking about Salat al-Ghaib, the Naza for Morocco and Libya. Will do it after Jum'ah Salah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونتوب إليه ونستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتاب العزيز واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاتَّقُوا Be careful of, be mindful of, protect yourself from. Fitna, and fitna is not, we always think fitna is you and I fighting with each other and all that stuff. Fitna is any calamity, any type of test that tells us about who we are when it comes to our deen, our iman, our hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be careful, be mindful that calamities, tests, tragedies will hit. And it will not only hit those the ones that are bad. It will hit everyone. When it happens, when bad things happen, when our society fails in so many ways,
that punishment will come and will hit everyone. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling about when it gets closer to the day of judgment that an army will try to invade Mecca and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the earth swallow all of them. And Sayyidina Aisha asked, what if someone who had different hearts, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will always perish, but everyone will be resurrected based on their niyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. الفساد, and fasad is all the different bad things, the natural things, all those calamities, tragic things. And we notice these past few months from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria to the earthquake in Morocco to the floods in Libya and all those different things that happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bima kasabat aydin nas. That all those things happen because of what people are doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why? لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they will taste some of the things, that the bad things that they have done, so that they may go and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends different things as reminders for all of us to get back to his deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps reminding us, and if we don't pay attention, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent to the nations before you all those bad things that happened to them, so that they come back and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But they did not do that. And when فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُ, when things happened to them, they didn't ask Allah. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts became hardened. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Shaytan makes whatever they did look good. You know, we can always find different explanation to what happens to us, so that we don't associate it with the need to repent to Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. But when they totally forgot about Allah, Allah gave them everything in this dunya. Then Allah took them suddenly. So some people will say, if these are reminders, why is it happening to Muslim countries, right? What happened in Turkey and Syria is to Muslim countries. What happened in Morocco to a Muslim country? What's happening in Libya to a Muslim country? Why is that happening there and not everywhere else? But there are multiple answers to that. One, actually it's happening everywhere else, but we as Muslims, probably we don't pay as much attention or we don't associate. This past month, Maui, the whole island got burned, right? How many tornadoes that even hit this country? How many tornadoes? 2 weeks ago, my own daughter in Tampa had to flee to go somewhere else because the whole thing got flooded. Everywhere, and you see, you hear about calamities. California, Europe this past year, so many fires. So yes, it actually happens everywhere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a word to everyone. He said, don't they see that something bad is happening in their own countries or close to them? Everyone needs to be paying attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't they see that these things are happening? And they're happening more frequently nowadays. And some say it's really the sign of the Day of Judgment. Even those that don't believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, geologists said these are signs that the earth is coming to an end. This whole, you know, there are more earthquakes in the past year or so that has happened in a long time. In earthquakes alone, this between Turkey, Syria, and Morocco and all that, more than 50, 60,000 people have just perished. Huge numbers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us time and time again, but it doesn't seem to register to a lot of people, especially non-Muslims. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us once. He said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهِ أَيَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا مِنْهُ عَقَابًا مِنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you better da'wa bil-ma'roof and nahi al-munkar. Tell each other, do good and abstain from bad. If we stop doing that, if we keep telling each other, you know, never mind, never mind. Don't worry about him. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Don't spend that energy. Don't do da'wah. Don't do this. Don't do that. Why are you asking for all this headache? Right? We all know the story in the Quran about the island of Bani Israel where, you know, because on Saturday they don't fish. The fish come on Saturday and it doesn't come on the other day. So what did they do? They come up with a fatwa. We're all good at fatwas, by the way. We always find a loophole, a fatwa. So they found a genius, as far as they're thinking. A genius fatwa. Okay, we're not allowed to fish on Saturday. Let's throw the fish on Friday, and the fish will come, the nets will catch them, and we take them out on Sunday. So we're not fishing on Saturday, right? It's the fatwa. So when it comes to using riba, and when it comes to doing this and that, everybody gives you a fatwa. There are a million fatwas. And here they gave themselves a fatwa. And they got divided into three groups. Group that did it. Group that said don't do it. And group said don't bother. We're not doing it, but why tell them? Just be. Let them be. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the punishment and turned them into monkeys and pigs and all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only saved those that used to say don't. The two groups, the ones that did and the group that was silent, they were all punished. We have responsibilities. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even the best of you, when these things happen, make dua and Allah will not answer. Actually, to be, you know, before this whole thing happened, my plan for this khutbah was actually to talk about dua. But since I'm not going to get to it, I'll ask each one of us to think this way. Dua is asking Allah something, right? Think back to yourself. A time when you were sick or somebody in your family is sick, where you needed money, where you're desperate for something. How did you make that dua? How was your heart? How did you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did you say, Ya Rabb? How's your heart when you did that? Right? Now, let's take that example and apply it to our dua in general. How much of our dua with that type of passion, with that type of Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, that is about dunya vice about akhirah? When we make a sincere, I mean, we make dua because we memorize it from the Quran, from the Sunnah, we say it. But I'm talking about a dua where your heart is 100% in it. How much of it is dunya wa akhirah? Actually, I want to challenge you some more. How much of you, this passionate dua is not about you or anybody else that you know, but about the Muslim ummah in general. This masjid, the community, or not somebody in particular. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cry making sujood, saying, Ya Rab, ummati, ummati. He used to cry worrying about the whole ummah, all of us, till the day of judgment. When was the last time, and I'm asking myself and everyone here, that we got up in the middle of the night and made dua and we say, Oh Allah, make this masjid successful. Or that may Allah forgive that. Or may Allah bring the ummah together. Or Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do this for the community. Wouldn't, or for this individual that needed something. When did we put our heart in a dua that was not about us? Now I'm not complaining in general, because this Muslim community, and I actually wanted to say it once before, I'm very proud and honored to be part of the Muslim community in Atlanta in general. Because you all have always, alhamdulillah, come together when there was a need. Even the family, the poor family, the tragedy where they had the car accident and lost the daughter and all that. The people that commented, the people that visited, the people that helped from this community, from Masjid Ja'far, from everywhere that I was seeing all those WhatsApp messages and all those people, made me feel so honored to be among the Muslim community here. We raised so much funds when the earthquake hit Turkey and Syria. And today we're going to ask you after this Jum'ah Salah, we're not going to stand and say, donate this, donate that. No. You have the boxes, you have the mohed, you have all that stuff that's outside that you can donate. We want to raise funds for both for both Morocco and Libya. And we want to help those people and give. And actually, this is another point that I forgot to mention. Why some of the stuff happened more and even worse to Muslim countries? If you take Libya, for instance, and this is according to what we heard in Al Jazeera and other places and all that, they were warned 5 years ago about the two dams that failed. They told them those dams needed maintenance. They didn't do anything about them. Just a month or so ago, they told them that the floods are coming, release some of the water from the dam. They didn't do that. In our countries, unfortunately, we are saddled with the worst type of governments that they don't want to do anything. They're busy filling their pockets with money. That even when we give money, try to give money to those countries, they steal it. That's why we have to find only the organizations that work on the ground that we trust, because those people don't really care. And you say, why is that? And to be honest with you, the West talks about democracy, but they only want democracy here. They don't want democracy in the Middle East. Egypt, 1 year of democracy, they overthrew the government. Aljazeera, they elected a Muslim government, they overthrew it. They don't want democracy for us. You get a nice, good person in charge, they're going to put him in jail or kill him. It doesn't work for us as democracy, the way they describe it. It only works in certain places. So we have to work even harder to help those people by finding only boots on the ground. And today, inshallah, after Jum'ah Salah, we're going to do Salat Ghaib, Janazah, in absentees for those, how many thousands of people are still under the rubbles? both in Morocco and Libya. And thousands of people in Libya got swept into the sea by the floods. There was no coffin. Nobody buried them in a grave. Nobody prayed for them unless we all pray Salat al-Ghaib on them. These bodies are not even found. So we as a Muslim ummah come together. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Najashi died in Habasha, he prayed for him. So right after Jum'ah Salah, it's going to take only 2 minutes, 4 takbirat, and that's it. So please stay behind right after Jum'ah Salah. So we do it. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. We're done. Please move forward so that we fill the gaps. جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله عباد الله اتقوا الله عباد الله على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا محمد وعلى أتباع سيدنا محمد وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعلي يا مولانا كلمة الحق والدين اللهم من أراد بنا أو بديننا خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بنا أو بديننا سوءا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم إنا ندعوك لإخواننا في المغرب وفي ليبيا اللهم ارحمهم رحمة شاملة واسعة يا رب العالمين اللهم من كان منهم محتاجا فأعنه ومن كان منهم مريضا فشافه اللهم ومن توفيته منهم فارحمه يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع الهم والغم والحزن يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث عباد الله اتقوا الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.